Dictation for Ranulph Bishop, B-I-S-H-O-P, May 13, 41. Address as elected, Dr. Sarvepalli, Masonic Horn, 466-3008. Reason for consultation, abnormal kidney function, S paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Bishop Ranulph is an 84-year-old gentleman. He came from Florida, admitted to Masonic nursing home within the last few months. He's not a very good historian, so I complemented with reviewing records. He's not too happy at Masonic. He believes they are understaffed. There is no personalized care. He does not like food. He has ischemic cardiomyopathy, has a pacemaker, failed attempts to do defibrillator, has low ejection fraction. There has been anemia, but no external bleeding. Way down from 200 to 177, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood or incontinence. The last few weeks fighting inflammation of his penis, balanitis, B-A-L-A-N-I-T-I-S, not responding to treatment. He is not circumcised. He still has his prostate, has never passed a stone, has chronic lower extremity edema, mobility is restricted. Apparently not doing a low salt, uses a walker, can walk 100 feet. There is dyspnea at rest and or activity, but no oxygen CPAP machine. Has a chronic cough with clear to yellow sputum without blood. Presently no chest pain or palpitations. Unsteadiness but no falling episode, no syncope. Uses a walker as well as a wheelchair. Next paragraph, past medical history. He mentioned diabetes at least 10 years, coronary artery disease and prior stenting, ischemic cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, has a pacemaker. There is stenosis of the left subclavian, innominate vein, couldn't place a defibrillator. He refuses further attempts of treatment. Prior stroke treated with thrombolytics without permanent deficit. Denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, no blood transfusion, have seen Dr. Akat, AKKAD for anemia, no pneumonia, no seizures, no liver disease. Next paragraph, question history of rheumatoid arthritis, but he doesn't remember. Prior exposure to Imuran, presently not taking it. There has been also spinal stenosis, chronic pain. They mentioned sleep apnea, but he denies using CPAP machine unless he has a memory issue. Esophageal reflux, back surgery and foot drop, primarily right-sided. Next paragraph, surgery is bilateral hip replacement. Spinal stenosis surgery, two stents of the heart. Next paragraph, side effects to Imuran. Next paragraph, smoke from age 18, 1.5 packs until 1988. Alcohol moderate to heavy, same similar period of time. Next paragraph, family history, kidney disease, father at the end of life was not on dialysis. Next paragraph, present medications, albuterol, allopurinol, Eliquis, Lipitor, Bumex, Farxiga, stool softeners, insulin, losartan, magnesium, metformin, metoprolol, midodrine, vitamins, potassium, protonics. Next paragraph, on physical exam, comes in a wheelchair, chronically ill, decreased hearing, normal speech, weight 177, blood pressure 9668, lungs clear, no pleural effusion, no wheezing, regular breathing, pacemaker on the left side, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, no gross palpable fibro lymph nodes, no gross JVD, 4+ edema, shiny skin, but stasis, but no ulcers, moving four extremities, no expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, I review records, including cardiology, electrophysiology, and hematology. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from yesterday, anemia 10.9, low lymphocytes, normal total white blood cells, large MCB 108, normal platelet count, ferritin in the low side 53, normal iron saturation, low reticulocyte 30,000, normal B12 folic acid, present creatinine improved, it was running as high as 1.4, presently 1.28, GFR 55, normal potassium acid base, low sodium, normal calcium. Chronic elevation pro-BNP, around 16,000. Prior uric acid normal, no urine sample. Next paragraph. I believe in Florida they did a thoracocentesis back in November, echo, ejection fraction 20-25%. Decrease right ventricular systolic function. A number of valve regurgitation. There is a cardiac cath from June 2025. 90% disease, LAD. Circumflex multiple areas. Right coronary artery is small and severe disease. Stents were placed on circumflex and mid-area LAD. I do not find any imaging related to kidneys. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3 has ischemic cardiomyopathy and low ejection fraction, a component of cardiorenal syndrome. No imaging of kidneys and bladder. No urine analysis for activity, blood protein cells, does have anemia, thought to be related to chronic kidney disease, has seen hematology, presently no EPO treatment or intravenous iron. There were concerns about myelodysplasia given his age and prior exposure to Imuran. He needs more aggressive treatment for his penile infection balanitis. Is my understanding Farxiga was discontinued? He is at risk for cardiorenal as well as atherosclerosis of kidney. We will monitor chemistries. Include PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism, phosphorus, and urine analysis. Only to discuss with the patient. End of dictation.